Hi, this is a dictation for Angela Elston, A-N-G-E-L-A, A-L-S-T-O-N, date of birth is 5/22/66. Date of service is 10/11/2022. Date of auto, so the patient is a patient for follow-up visit, and allegedly she reports having severe pain in the neck and the lower back area, and including frontal headaches and pain in the right upper shoulder, right shoulder and upper trapezius area. According to the patient, these pains are 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they're not shooting down to the arms, but there is an involvement of the both both hands involving all the five fingers as numbness and tingling. The patient notices a radiation of numbness and tingling in the left arm, in the front all the way down to the fingers, and on the posterior side of the left arm all the way. These numbness and tingling are not present in the daytime, but mostly at night, and it bothers her sleep. In addition, patient reports pain in both the ankle and feet, and both the legs also, but not radiating from the lower back. She reports that her ADLs are affected to the tune of 9 as a result of this. General activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. So far the patient reports 40% improvement in the pain area, because she's now doing physical therapy and chiropractic treatment. The system review reveals that the patient is suffering from headaches and difficulty sleeping, fatigue, weakness, anxiety. In the pain and numbness, patient is suffering from lower back stiffness, shoulder stiffness, lower back pain, neck pain. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient does not have complaints of asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Patient report that the pain level has worsened in the last 30 days, and her neck and the shoulder pains are getting worse, among all the pains. In the medical history, patient report that she went to chiropractor, but now she's waiting for the next appointment, and she's improving slightly. Other than that, there are no other medical problems. Surgical history, none in last 30 days. No hospitalization in last 30 days. And weight loss, patient lost 5 pounds in the last 30 days. In another trauma, the patient report that there is no new trauma. She has not fallen or any accident, automobile accident. And her pain from the neck and the shoulder is moving to her right shoulder and also to the right arm sometime. Current pain medication is Norco. Substance abuse, none is reported by the patient. Patient has been advised to use marijuana for help with the additional pain. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 143/90, pulse is 75, pulse ox is 99. And the rest of the physical examination will be from the previous visit of 9/8/2022. Dictation number is 0908-057. Diagnosis will remain the same. Plan of care is as follows. On the last visit and this visit, patient has reported and signed for a release. She does not want any injection treatment or any surgical consultation. she wants to go to the chiropractor, a physical therapist for next 3 months, and after that she will decide whether she wants to have the injections. The patient is going for spine traction at the physical therapy office as well as at the home. Home exercises have been reviewed. Patient has marijuana card and she does use marijuana actually. And physical therapy is done by focused rehab. And the patient has been informed that pain medications cannot be given. And she will have to stay with the Schedule 3 medication in the meantime. She is also referred to Dr. Oppenheimer, who is a neurosurgeon, a spine surgeon, for consultation with the multi-level disc herniation that patient has not been going. Other than that, no medications are provided today. And patient has been advised to let us know if she changes her mind or would like to have any other treatment. She'll continue on naproxen, Alavil, Flexeril, and Voltaren gel as before, and she'll continue for a follow-up visit. Thank you.